exactly what I steal. I wear my way into the heart of the crowd. I wear my way into the heart of the crowd. I was shocked to find what was allowed. I didn't lose my soul in a crowd.
You're tuned in to CJAM 99.1 FM and listening to Revolution Rock. Ending off our set there in tribute to John McGausch from really just inspiration from his book. Really a combination of a memoir and a series of interviews about his influence. A highly underrated and influential post-punk guitarist from the late 70s and early 80s. We played some tracks featuring his work in the band Magazine, including those three tracks that were all demos. Which was really cool. You can find that off of the Definitive Days demo.
Yeah, a bootleg, which you can find in all bootleg places. We heard Shot by Both Sides, Touch and Go, and Sandwiches, which is kind of funny because it would become the song My Mind Ate So Open. But yeah, those are some rough early versions of the songs from 1977. The song Shot by Both Sides would be re-recorded yet again as a single, and then once more as an album track. And both versions are slightly different, mm-hmm. but that is the reason they kind of came together. And the sounds I mentioned before, the way he played guitar was a non-traditional, more experimental approach. And him, along with guitarists like maybe Keith Levine, kind of set the standard for like different things that would happen in post-punk and eventually shoegaze and noise rock and things like that.
Yeah, playing guitar not like a savant in the traditional method, but really exploring the textures and the direction that you could experiment with a guitar at that time that was going beyond just blistering solos or, you know, crunching distortion. Something a little bit more elegant, a little bit more refined, and, you know, like you said, textured. I think that's the best word. Now, in addition to McGosh, there was also, or pardon me, McGosh, there was also Barry Adamson in the group.
Yeah, Barry Adamson was the bassist, and he did something really unique, and he started playing with like phaser and like kind of like chorus sounds, putting more effects on his bass, which, not to say that wasn't done, but it wasn't really done that much. And he had a very unique way of playing as well, in combination with John's guitar playing, Howard Devoto's lyrics, and the drummer, and I believe the keyboardist, I'm forgetting the names. Dave Formula was another member. But anyways, it's just a really interesting combination of musicians. And before that, we heard a track from each of the albums that featured John on them. We had Because You're Frightened from Correct Use of Soap in 1980, Permafrost from Secondhand Daylight in 79,
yep.
And then The Light Pours Out of Me from Real Life in 78. And John's guitar playing was influential on a lot of people. The Smiths, Radiohead for sure. A lot of people are in this book mentioning just the unique way that he approached guitar. And Magazine never really was commercially successful in a large way, but they were very critically successful. And they put out some really great music. And next week we're going to focus on the band that John left Magazine to join. Susie and the Banshees next week. We still have more music.
That's right. We're going to be playing some brand new music in this set, all Canadian content as well, starting off with Priors from their brand new release, Daffodil. We've played a single from it before, but we're going to play a new track called Optimizer from this and some other new releases here on Revolution Rock. We'll be right back. Divorcer with the song Leech there. You can find that off of their latest release, Espionage. We also heard from Single Mothers. We heard the title track from their most recent release, Roy. And we started off that set with new material from Pryors with the track Optimizer. You can find that off of their new release, Daffodil.
All right, and that pretty much does it for this edition of the show. Mark Casaubon is up next with the Cowboys and Indies radio program here on CGM FM to take you through the late night hours. And we'll be back next week, same time, same frequency. But we have one song left to play for you, maybe two if there's time. We have a song from Soft Lung coming up next.
Yeah, Soft Lung, we're going to hear something from their brand new release, Second Chances. Soft Lung, they remind me of a lot of groups that came out of the early 2000s. Not to say they're derivative, but they definitely have that vibe. Particularly Spoon is a point of comparison, which I am really glad to hear. Because I don't hear a lot of bands that kind of remind me of that great group. So we're going to be hearing something from Second Chances and the band Soft Lung called Don't Say No. And don't say no to listening to CJM. Keep your dial locked to 99.1 FM throughout your Saturday night.
Listen to Scream Therapy, a show about the link between punk rock and mental health, hosted by me, Jason Schurz. I've been part of the music scene for more than 30 years. I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and my whole life was thrown sideways. As part of my recovery, I've slowly returned to the music that I love. Join me and my resilient guests for no-holds-barred conversations right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser University, Thursdays at 12:30 a.m. And until then, take care and be well.